thanks for tuning in to On the Same Page, a new podcast from the Jefferson Madison Regional Library to keep you in the loop and on the same page about what's happening at your library. Hello, welcome back. We're your hosts,
Erica
and Abby, librarians at the Central Library. First of all, Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's 2018.
Things are looking
forward. We are excited for a new year of reading, and so we will be talking about our reading resolutions today.
Yes. We also have some brief interviews with staff from a variety of JMRL locations, so you'll get to hear from a bunch of different staff members. This came from our in-service day earlier in early December, and we have to apologize for the background noise. It was quite the day.
our secluded room did not have a wall that went all the way to the ceiling.
Yes.
So a lot of crowd noise.
Yes. But we think most of it's pretty
interesting.
Yeah. 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 It's nice to hear from so many different voices.
Yeah. And the diverse things they're reading.
Yes.
It's really interesting to hear.
And you will also hear, we're very excited.
Oh, yeah.
This is a special episode. This is coming out on January 1st, so even though we are technically closed on the 1st, it is the first day
for our new director.
Yes. So you'll hear from our outgoing former director of 20 years, John Halliday, and from his successor, incoming director, beginning today, January 1st, or probably tomorrow, January 2nd, more realistically.
When we're open again.
David Plunkett. So we're very excited about that. So you'll get to hear from both of them sort of about their experience in libraries and at JMRL in particular.
But first, we're going to go through our reading resolutions. Hey, we're talking about reading resolutions today because it is the first of the year.
Woo!
At least it will be when this comes out.
New year, new books.
What were your reading resolutions for 2017?
I wanted to read 150 books, which, when we say we read a lot of books,
We're not joking.
But it's because we're very competitive with each other.
We also like reading a lot.
Yes. We understand that civilians,
the general public,
does not read 150 to 200 books a year. So if you read, 10 books a year, that's great, and we are not judging you.
No, and if you read one book, we're happy that you read a book.
Yes.
Especially if you got it from the library.
Yes.
We also use a combination of factors that enable us to read a large amount of books, mainly audio.
Yes, we both listen to a lot of audiobooks.
On very, very elevated speeds. And ebooks, because they're portable, and we can read them anywhere.
So if you're waiting in line, I'm always flipping through a book. If you spend 4 hours getting your hair done, because you like to look like a silver-haired alien,
for instance,
you can read a book.
If you can listen to books while driving, which is not a skill that I have, then you can get through a lot of books, potentially.
I like to listen to them while I'm walking to work.
If your commute is of any real length.
We also both, I think I probably read a lot more graphic novels than Erica does, but she read a few this year, which was
new for her. There are other things. It's not just like huge, thick print books that we're reading. We're reading graphic novels. We might read some younger reader materials.
We read some books in verse and books of poetry.
Books of poetry. But by and large, probably at least 75% of what we're reading is what you would probably consider standard reading fare.
So anyway, if you're trying to boost your numbers next year, we're also numbers people, I would say, in terms of goals.
We are strongly goal-oriented. Anywho, did you make your 150?
I did. I'm not sure quite what I'm going to end up at. I think it'll be 162, maybe, somewhere around there.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Tell us what you read, Erica.
I don't want to. It's almost disturbing how many books I read. I am currently at like 241.
Oh my god, I didn't realize it'd gotten that high.
Yeah. It's
you've put in some good work this year.
Is it good work? I feel like anything over 150 is just kind of like, oh, your life's sad.
No, I mean you read a lot of like children's books too.
Yeah. Not gonna lie. Although I don't feel like it was that many.
So we track our books through Goodreads. If you are not on Goodreads, I highly recommend it. It's a good way to kind of see what your friends are reading if they're on Goodreads. It's a good way to see what other people thought about books and similar books you might like.
There's a lot of authors on Goodreads. You can follow both what they're doing as far as their books and what they're reading.
And it's just a good way to keep track of what you read. So you can see if there is a pattern to what you like, even if you think that maybe there isn't. Okay, yes. So my first 2018 reading resolution, I believe, is to hit 175.
Yeah. Mine is to hit 200. Because who knows? I might get a life this year. My second reading resolution for 2018 is to read the entire Percy Jackson series that is out to this point. By Rick Riordan. Riordan? It's Riordan, right?
Riordan?
Riordan? Rick Riordan?
It looks like Riordan, so choose whichever vowel to pronounce that you would like.
We should really learn how to say authors' names before we talk about them.
My second reading resolution is to read the rest of Octavia Butler's catalog.
Oh, how far in there are you?
I've read a few of hers. I think I've only done like three. But one was a book of stories, too.
You have more than two reading resolutions? Mm-hmm. Do you? Mm-hmm. What's your third one?
My third reading resolution is to read 5 books each of 3 genres I am not a fan of. So I'm going to read 5 romance books, 5 historical fiction, and 5 westerns.
Do they have to be distinct?
I haven't decided yet.
Can they be historical
fiction, romance? I would like to choose 5 for each, like intentionally reading this book because it is historical fiction, or intentionally reading this because it is romance. I know a lot of historical fiction and romance overlap, but...
I would also like to throw in the caveat that one of my tricks to reading a lot of books is instead of picking books I necessarily want to read, I just pick books that are short.
Oh yeah, that helps. I also read like 6 at a time. Sometimes I take a... Like, I'll sit down with 3 books and, like, read 1 chapter of one, sometimes, and as a reward, yes, read, like, 3 chapters of the one I really want to be reading.
Yes. 100%. I do that, too. This definitely turned into more reading strategies than reading resolutions. All right, what's your fourth one?
My fourth reading resolution. I can't believe I have so many reading resolutions.
I can't either. Oh, my gosh.
When we sat down, I was convinced I had only one. I like to make resolutions on the fly.
I don't. Obviously, I'm afraid to make any resolutions I won't achieve.
Right.
So I'm hesitating.
My fourth resolution is to read more books, both fiction and nonfiction, set outside the United States.
Yeah, I recommend that.
Because I think this year, especially, probably 95% of what I've read has been
You focused on that on purpose.
Right. So I'd like to branch out. I still think that most of what I read will... be centered in the United States, but I would like to read more outside.
I want to, like, pick a classic and read it. Last year I read, for book club, not for a resolution, I read The Count of Monte Cristo, which I'd been wanting to read for probably 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I'd started, I'd left in the back of my car to die in the sun. Wasn't a library book. And then I finally finished it because I had to. I would like to pick, like, Moby Dick, or I've heard Frankenstein's really good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to have to force myself through something. I would rather naturally work through it because I'm
so into it. Is one of your resolutions to pick?
No.
One?
No.
Okay.
I'm not making a resolution because then it'll feel like I have to.
So what we'll do is a mid-year checkup on our reading resolutions. So sometime this summer, we'll check back in to see what we've been doing.
This episode.
If you have any reading resolutions, we want to know what they are. Let us know on Twitter.
With the hashtag JMRLReads?
Yeah.
Or they can just add us. At
J underscore.
MRL. Or you could take a picture of it on Instagram.
Yes. Tag us at JMRLib.
Or the hashtag JMRLReads.
Yes.
Mostly we just hope you read in the new year, even if it's one book, even if it's a picture book, even if you read it 25 times to your child.
That counts.
It's all great.
Yes. And if you need help finding a book, you know where to find us. My first name is Mary.
I work at Northside, and I am a youth specialist. I do things with the youths. Okay, so I can read like 4 books a day, especially like during the workday, and I just finished. I just finished The Glass Spare and The Vanderbeekers on 141st Street. I'm actually reading the series Three Dark Crowns or something.
Are these children's series?
No, I'm in the process of reading everything in the YA room at Northside.
So oh, good, yeah.
I'm reading that series.
Hard to keep up. I feel like new stuff comes in every day, so.
It does, and also you pick up one YA series and suddenly you've read every YA series ever written because it's all, like, the same. Also, Face Like Glass and Renegades, and I'm about to start A Line in the Dark.
What's that? Is that also YA?
Yeah, those are all 3 YA.
So what's your favorite thing about working at JMRL?
I get to read a lot.
Do you have any reading resolutions for the next year?
I do. So I'm putting together the wiki list for all the feminist literature in our library system. So I'm going to not only finish that, but read all the books. So far I'm only putting the ones up that I've read, which is quite the undertaking. Also, my understanding of what feminism is and what feminist literature is just blown up. I had a very narrow viewpoint on that to begin with. Now
that's awesome.
Not.
Are you doing mostly fiction or mostly nonfiction or a mix of both?
All of it. Fiction, awesome. Nonfiction, graphic novels. There's plenty of children's books, like even picture books and board books, because we just got Feminist Baby, which is incredible. And everybody should own it. It's amazing.
Sounds
I just
great.
Had a baby and I read it to my baby.
Excellent. Starting her young.
Yeah.
Do you find that when you're reading picture one books. Book to add, it gives you the next several books that you need to add to the list?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's just sort of branching
if,
out.
Yeah, if one person gives me a recommendation for a book that they think is feminist, they usually have, like, 45 other recommendations.
Right, right.
And maybe 20 of those are legitimate, the other ones are trying to bait me into reading something.
What are you going to do when the wiki list gets too long?
It's already too long. See, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to start different pages, especially when I realize
more specific.
Yeah, how many picture books we're going to fall
That's
into that category.
Great.
I had no idea, so it's going to have to be a lot more specific than just one gargantuan list. That'll take
okay, so there's a list of feminist books on the wiki, JMRL Reads, and we will include a link to that in the show notes.
Thank you.
I am Haley Tompkins, and I am the branch manager at the Crozet Library.
All right, branch manager, what does that mean that you do?
A little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. So I am the adult programmer. So I do events for targeted specifically for adults.
Yeah.
I do outreach. I do. I take care of the adult collections at the library. I manage a staff of 10 and everything in between. So I work on the circ desk. I do reference and anything else that you can think of that happens in a library. I probably do it at some point. So. I think my favorite thing about working at JMRL is the staff. I'm not sucking up to all of you in the
That's
room
what John
that I
said,
currently work
so.
With. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I've worked at the Northside Library and the Central Library and the Gordon Avenue Library also. And at all the places that I've worked, it's just really fun working with a great group of people who love doing the same things that you love doing. So. That's what I like. I am currently listening to the audiobook of All American Boys by Jason Reynolds and second author, currently not in my brain.
It's fine, we'll add it to the show notes.
Great.
Jason Reynolds is awesome.
And it's awesome. I haven't read anything by Jason Reynolds
so
before.
So good.
And the audiobook of this is great.
Who reads it?
I have
one. And it's Both of the characters, the main characters, Quinn and Rashad, are narrated by different actors, which I really like, because you get a different feel for each person, and it's just, they're really, really good at narrating.
Okay, do you have any reading resolutions for 2018?
I once tried to do a Pop Sugar reading challenge that has, like, a lot of different variety a variety of things on it. So it was like, read a book over 500 pages, which I'm not really prone to doing. I don't like to do those. But I like challenges like that push me outside of my comfort zone and my reading zone that I normally am.
I've done one like that from Book Riot, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
those are fun. That's what I was thinking, trying to think of. I was like, I know I've heard of something like that.
Kind of like the J. Morrell Summer Reading Challenge that we do over the summer, but this is just a year-long reading challenge. So, and I really... So, I like to read a variety of things, and I get a lot of suggestions from other people, so that's usually one of them, too, is get a suggestion from a friend. Or your friendly neighborhood librarian.
What?
Because... we like to suggest books.
Yes. My name is Heather, and I work at the Central Library of the Jefferson Madison Regional Library.
In what department?
I'm in the reference department. I work, have dual roles as a reference librarian and volunteer coordinator for the system.
Excellent. What is your favorite thing about working at JMRL?
My favorite thing about working at JMRL is working with the public. There's always something different every day. You never know who you're going to get to help, what kind of questions you'll have. I'm currently reading A Fraction of the Whole by Steve Toltz.
Nonfiction or fiction?
It's fiction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's set in Australia, and it is the son of a mentally ill, it's kind of a humorous look at mental illness through the lens of a child at his father's past and his own upbringing.
Do you have any reading resolutions for 2018?
You know, I think I'd really like to stop reading books that I don't love. I tend to force myself to finish books even if I just like them a little bit and not love them, and I think I'm going to stop doing that.
I support that. You only have to read 50 pages.
Mm-hmm.
I support that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm Liz. I work at Central in the reference department. I'm a reference librarian, so I help people with reference questions, and I also take care of the serials aspect. So it's the magazines and the newspapers. That's what I specifically deal with.
Great.
Someone else takes care of the online portion.
What is your favorite thing about working at JMRL?
I think I really like calling all the newspapers when we don't get them. And I yell at them in a nice way. Really good about it.
Yeah, witness.
And it takes a lot of tenacity.
Brit.
You have to be patient because you're on hold for at least 10 minutes first. It's great.
So, what are you currently reading that you would like to talk about?
I just started The Orphan Train. It's a World War II fiction. I'm only in the first chapter. So far, it's okay.
So that is a popular title. Or was.
Yeah.
It was.
No, I think it still is. I think there's still
clubs or still.
Okay, for next year, do you have any reading resolutions?
I think maybe just to read more nonfiction. I'd probably read maybe only 2 nonfiction a month.
Yeah, that's just...
And one of them's from book club.
More nonfiction.
And I don't count cookbooks because I like to look at them.
They're bummers, though.
Cookbooks.
Yes. I'm so depressed.
You okay? You're right.
She feels like, I mean, nonfiction.
Yeah, like I'm feeling kind of bummed when I see pretty foods that I know I'm never going to make, so I guess.
My name is Sarah, and I work in the Central Library in the Reference Department.
What is your actual title?
Adult and Reference Services Manager.
So what does that mean you do?
It means that I collect the print and digital reference resources that go out to all the branches, and that I also oversee all the adult programming. My favorite thing is to feel useful. I feel like this is a profession where you have to be drawn to it because it's not for the pay, but then when you go at the end of the day, you can look back and like think of at least 3 concrete things that you accomplished and helped someone achieve for themselves.
What are you currently reading?
A book about the Jamestown Massacre. A romance novel that I picked up because it had like a weird subheading that I was like, well, what kind of like subgenre of historical romance am I missing out on? I don't think that's it. It's kind of slow.
All right.
Great. We'll try to track down those titles and include them in the show notes.
You know, it's that...
It's The Secret of the Indian Orchid.
The romance one?
Yeah.
Good name.
All right.
Yep. And the other one is about Jonestown, and it came out 2 years ago. Well, the anniversary just came up, so more than 3.
Do you have any reading resolutions for next year?
I enjoy the fact that Goodreads sucks all the fun out of reading by quantifying it, and, you know.
See, that's not fun for you, but that's really fun for me.
Checking off things on a list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watching numbers climb.
That's how humanities work, right?
That's meeting other people.
Put the A in STEAM.
With your...
Yeah.
Put the R in STREAM.
No. My reading goals is to continue to read diverse voices and also maybe catch up with the Booker Long list again.
Hi, I'm Corey Bauer, and I work at the Northside Library in the Children's Department.
Great, and what does that mean you do?
I read. I do story time. Yeah. I do Book Bugs Book Club for third and fourth graders. And I also have recently started doing app curation. So we're recommending apps, and we have an app stand in the children's area where we recommend free apps, educational apps that families can try out at the library and then download it onto their devices. And what else? There's more. What is my favorite thing about working at JMRL? Baby story time. It's called Babies and Books. Thursdays at 1:30. We didn't think babies would come in the afternoon because that's usually nap time, but we have a whole bunch of people that come out. We usually have around 50 people. Wow. And we have bubbles and shakers and dancing and toys, and it's super fun, and I love it.
Sounds like a fun time.
No, I'm currently reading All the Crooked Stains by Maggie C. Potter.
I love the Raven Boys, so tell me if I'll love that too.
Oh, I love the Raven Boys. No, if you like the Raven Boys, you would like this.
Okay.
It's so, but you need to like dedicate a time to sit down and read the beginning because it is meaty and they introduce a lot of characters, but the world building is amazing.
Did you figure out any reading resolutions for 2018?
To read more books I love.
Excellent. Thank you, Corey.
I am Megan. I'm from the Crozet Library, where I work as a YA librarian.
Excellent.
Just answered question number two also.
In case you're wondering, this is the same Megan we did interview a couple episodes ago.
Yes, so not only is she a YA librarian, she is also a YA author.
Probably overhearing from me now, sorry.
Nah.
No way. What is your favorite thing about working at JMRL?
I am never bored. I get to do all of the things. I get to plan events and lead book clubs and, you know, work with people on the counter and help with technology and, you know, budget and play with numbers, which some people probably think is horrible, but I kind of enjoy in small doses. So I get to do all different kinds of things. Keep awesome. It mixed up.
And what are you reading right now?
So I think last time I was on the podcast, I was reading Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo, which was phenomenal. And so now I am reading Crooked Kingdom, which is book two of that duology. And it is also phenomenal. So please go read that book.
Excellent. And do you have any reading resolutions for the next year?
I do. I think next year I want to try and read more middle grade, because I think that's where I'm weakest in the like YA fiction land.
Excellent. And so that's for young YA.
Yeah.
The Twix books.
Yeah, like that grade 6 to 8, or more like grades, you know, 5 to 8, 4 to 7.
Yeah, there. It gets tricky because some of them are, like, aimed younger, but have an older protagonist.
Right. Kids like to read up. They like to read, you know, about kids who are older than them.
Right. All right, great. Thank you.
I am Holly Huffman from the Greene County branch. I am a branch specialist / children's specialist. I do story times and school age programs.
Excellent.
And work the CERP desk and other support staff, many
miscellaneous
other
tasks. And what is your favorite thing about working at JMRL?
Well, I find the people, the co-workers, I've worked almost 19 years, have always been very friendly and open and helpful, and notice that through all the years.
So, is there a book that you are currently reading that you'd like to talk about?
I just finished one. It's called News from Around the World. And it was so good, I don't want to start another book yet. I believe that was the exact title. Yes. And just very, very interesting book.
Great. And do you have any reading resolutions for next year?
Well, my church just sent out an email, and there's a reading challenge for Christian books. And I had to write back, of course, I'm a librarian, so I will take on the challenge. I'm going to try to do more Christian books. Yeah,
perfect. Cool. Excellent. Those are all the questions we have for you, so thank you.
All right, that was so great. It was nice to hear from so many different staff members.
Yeah, it was fun to talk to them.
Yes, that was some people we don't see on a regular or even irregular basis.
That's true.
That was probably the longest conversation I've had with a few of those different staff members. Okay, and now we are on to our interview with outgoing director John Halliday.
So we are talking with John Halliday today. He is our current and outgoing library director. He's retiring after 20 years with us. So first of all, thank you for being here, John, and congratulations.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So now that you're retiring very shortly, can you tell us what you're looking forward to doing in retirement?
Yeah, I've done some writing in the past for young readers, and I'd like to get back to that. We'll spend a lot more time on that, and also maybe do a little traveling. My youngest daughter and I are planning a trip to hike the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I've done that before, but it's been quite a while. So.
That's neat.
So hopefully she can carry me back
and
get down there.
Maybe take a donkey.
Yeah.
Maybe. Are you planning to still write for the younger audience?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what are you most proud of during your time at JMRL?
Well, I think my main job at JMRL was to work with the library board and local governments to make sure the library had adequate resources to attract and retain the best possible staff in order to offer the best possible public service. And over the last 20 years, there have been some ups and downs, and the Great Recession was a challenge for JMRL and most libraries across the country. But I'm really pleased that we were able to get through that economic downturn without laying off any staff, without making any significant cuts to library services. So I think that was good. I feel like that was an accomplishment. As far
definitely.
As the public goes, as far as things over the last 20 years, probably new buildings would be what the public notices most. And Louisa Green, Jose, Northside are nice buildings. But, you know, you need to have a great staff because the building doesn't provide library services. It's the staff. So staff first, then buildings.
Yeah. Seems like a good list of priorities.
So now that you'll no longer be working in libraries, is there something you're really going to miss about it?
Oh, yeah, I will miss a lot of things about it, mostly working with the staff and the public, the board, our local government officials. I mean, it really has been a joy for 20 years to work with the people here in Central Virginia. So I'll miss that, but I'll still be around, so I'll still come to the library as a patron.
Any board work in your future?
Well, most people have told me that after you retire, you should take at least 6 months to not sign up for any boards or committees or anything like that. So I plan to follow that advice. So I'll be non-committal on that one.
Some pajama time on the couch.
Yeah, maybe.
Excellent. And one thing we like to ask all of our guests is, what are you reading right now?
Okay, well, I'm a nonfiction reader mostly. I mean, I enjoy fiction, but most of the reading I do is nonfiction. And I get into patterns. This past summer, my wife and I visited Los Alamos in New Mexico, and that got me into a whole series of reading books about nuclear energy, atomic bombs, that kind of thing. So I really liked American Prometheus, the biography about Robert Oppenheimer. But the book I'm just finishing is much lighter than that. It's Tony Bennett's latest, Tony Bennett the singer's latest autobiography.
Excellent.
I think it's Only Just Beginning or Only Just the Start, which is kind of funny because he's 91 or 92 years old. But I found it to be an excellent book, not just because he talks about all the people he's known over 80 or so years in show business, but also he has a very positive outlook on life in general, despite the fact that he had serious experiences during World War II and ups and downs in his personal life, with drugs and alcohol and that kind of thing. But he just has a very positive outlook on life, which I found inspirational. And he's also an excellent painter. He paints under the name, his real name, which is Benedetto. And there are examples of his artwork in the book. And if anyone likes the Impressionists, I think they would just love his paintings. He's really very, very talented. Yeah, so he's really a multi-talented person. So that's the book I'm just finishing.
Great. And so while we've got you here, do you have any like final words of wisdom for us or for the rest of the staff?
Going forward, carrying on about
it. Right. I would just say keep up the good work. If JMRL keeps doing what it's doing, I think the public will be thrilled. And so, just keep it up.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, you just heard from outgoing and recently retired director John Halliday, and now we get to talk to newly installed director David Plunkett. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for meeting with us.
No problem.
So we wanted to introduce those of you who may not know David or his history with JMRL to a little bit of what he's been doing around the system in the past few years. So can you tell us what positions you've held in the system so far?
Sure. Yeah, I've worked at JMRL for 15 years, and I started at the Gordon Avenue branch as a children's specialist, which is a wonderful job. Read books to children, develop programming, and I became the branch manager at Gordon Avenue when our branch manager left after that, and did that for several years, and then moved to the Central Library to be the circulation supervisor for the library system, which means running the front desk at the Central Library and being in charge of circulation policy and procedure for the whole regional library system. And I did that for a few years, and then I currently just finished being our collections and technology manager, which is the head of our technical services and IT divisions and collection management as well. So it's like the ordering and processing and cataloging of books that falls under my wing, and then also our IT systems. So those are the four jobs I've had, now library director.
Pretty impressive.
Definitely.
It's a lot of jobs.
And so out of those, which has been your favorite and why?
Oh, that's not fair. It's like asking what your favorite child is. I have loved all those jobs. I really love the job that I'm leaving right now. It's a great group of people to work with, and I'm a little bit of a tech nerd, so it's fun. There's always something exciting to learn about or to work on. You get to travel to all of our branches and help them with their IT needs. So that's been really great. I've loved it, but I also loved working in the children's room at Gordon Avenue and reading books and being a bit of a ham. And I loved working at the front desk at the Central Library, where you get to meet all of JMRL's great patrons face to face, and you get to really see firsthand the service that you're giving to the community and how people appreciate it. So I've loved all of them. I mean, my least favorite parts of jobs have always been minor things, like crawling under desks trying to find what plugs into what most recently, or, when you're a manager at a library, there's a lot of plumbing that you're not aware you have to do.
Yeah,
especially in older buildings. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, that's not great, but you learn something, right?
Do you know plumbing? Do you want to come look at our toilet?
Well, that's one thing that that becomes part of most librarians' jobs at some point, is taking care of buildings. And certainly this building here, the Central Library, has its own unique issues as an historic building. Plumbing is one of those. So I'm by no means an expert, but...
So you told us a little bit about what you've been doing here. Can you tell us how you got started as a librarian or going into libraries? What made you want to?
Sure, yeah. I'm from a library family, actually. I grew up here in Charlottesville, and my father was a librarian at the University of Virginia. So as a child, I spent a lot of time running around in the special collections at the University of Virginia, which is a pretty great place to run around as a child. People think of books or whatnot, but this was in the archives, and you would open drawers and find crazy things that people have donated. I remember finding a German Luger in a drawer at one point. I'm sure that's probably locked away now, but this was the 70s. So I've always been around libraries. I love to read. And when I got out of college, I did a teaching stint in southern Louisiana, and there were some issues in the school that I worked in. And I always thought that the heart of that school was the library, and it needed some TLC. And really, we could have had a great, thriving community around that library, but it wasn't happening. So I decided that I would make that my career focus when I left teaching and went to library school and moved back to Charlottesville, back to my hometown, and started working for JMRL and have been doing so ever since.
What are you most looking forward to in your role as director?
I'm looking forward to a lot of things. It's a big job, and JMRL has been very lucky with our outgoing director, John Halliday, who's given us 20 years of great service and pointed us in the right direction. So we have a clear vision and a clear strategic plan. Clear mission to connect people to information, basically. So we've got a great staff, and what I'm most interested in moving forward is fulfilling that role in our community in Charlottesville, Albemarle, Nelson, Louisa, and Green, is providing equal access to information for all the patrons and the civilians who live in those areas. I think that there are some building projects that we should be looking at, that JMRL should be looking at, and the readers in the community. In Nelson County, we're tight for space there. The people who live in that county are making a lot of use out of the library that's there. It's a very popular destination that serves a vital role in that community. We'd love to be able to expand that and provide more services. The Central Library right here that we just talked about is a 100-year-old building. It's right in the heart of downtown Charlottesville, but it hasn't had a renovation since the 80s, so we're starting to see some issues. As the previously mentioned, the plumbing issues, but also the telecommunication needs to be rewired, electricity, things like that.
Yeah.
Building has served a great purpose in its life as a federal building before it was a library, of course. So we just need it to be modernized a bit to be ready for the 21st century library needs.
Are you thinking like Austin Public?
Yeah, right. I think mostly we're looking at providing, you know, we'd want to have a space that would provide more community meeting rooms. You know, we really want to have more easy access to the technology that we have, more inviting spaces. Sometimes you guys work downstairs here. It'd be nice to get some natural light in there one way or the other.
Yes.
Or just, I guess, some LEDs. The illusion of natural light.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll do what we can. So anyway, there's a real need for that in downtown Charlottesville to kind of revitalize the community center here. So I think that the library is a community center in downtown Charlottesville, and it really needs a little bit of a facelift.
Yeah.
Also, there are a group of citizens very interested in building a Southside library.
Great.
It's in the county strategic plan.
It's
in their capital improvement plan. Has been for years. Yeah. So the county is aware of this, and there are some folks pushing for that. We've got so much growth on the southern end of Charlottesville that it would be something that's not quite in Charlottesville itself, be somewhere on the southern end of town, whether by Piedmont or by Monticello High School. There's a lot of opportunity there, and I think a growing need for services in the area. So
yeah.
JMRL would love to participate in that.
Have there been any talk about Fifth Street area?
Sure, yeah. The group of citizens that's meeting frequently meets at Fifth Street Station to discuss this, and everyone sees the growth in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly would be an option. I think they're preparing a presentation to take to the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and they're just looking for the Board of Supervisors to let them know whether or not this project is going to go, and then make some decisions about where, when, things like that.
Cool. New stuff.
Yeah,
very
exciting.
What will you miss the most about leaving your last position?
Well, I think the staff I've worked with, there's an excellent staff in our technical services division, really hard working and behind the scenes that most of the public patrons don't get to see, but the hard work that goes into getting books and hardware, computer hardware, into your hands. And it's a fun job. You know, you get to unpack books as they come in and see what's coming through.
Yeah, no, that was always fun.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm gonna miss that. I'm gonna miss the good people that work in that department. I'm also gonna miss some of the day-to-day technology work, but I plan to still be involved in helping set the technological direction of JMRL. That's one of my duties, I think. So I'll work with my successor to get that done.
And is there anything you're like, good riddance? I don't have to do that anymore.
No, JMRL's a great place to work, and nobody ever has any complaints, right? Right?
Correct.
You heard it here. No, I actually don't. It's been a fabulous job, and the only reason I would have left it would be if, to move into John's role if he were to retire, and that's what happened.
And our last question that we ask everybody is, what are you reading right now?
I am reading Hopscotch by Julio Cortazar, who's an Argentinian author. It was written in the 60s, and it's a book I'm reading as part of an annual project to read big, complicated books that I hate. And it's actually, I like it. It's structurally interesting. In the very beginning, he says, oh, you can read this book in any order. It's got like 120 chapters or something. He said, here's the recommended order. Read chapters 1 through 55, and then read in this order. It's like 66, 98, 113. And he goes back and reads the first 55 chapters again, but like in a different order. So thank God for my Kindle, where it's all hyperlinked. I can just click and it will take me to the next chapter. That's interesting and slightly annoying.
Yeah.
What is interesting about it is that it's forced me to reread a little bit, obviously the first 55 chapters or whatnot. And as a younger person, I reread a lot. I think as a sci-fi nerd growing up, it's like you read the same series again and again and again. But as you get older, you don't have the time to reread books. So it's been an interesting experiment for me to go back, even though this is really pretty fresh because I just read it a few weeks ago, to reread that and to go through that process of thinking about it a second time and having different opinions. So I appreciate that. Although I have to say that the main character is the most unlikable character ever. And I'm also reading Robert's Rules of Order to prepare myself for a library board meeting.
Maintaining order.
Yeah, well, they follow Robert's rules, and it's been a long time since I've had to run a meeting that way, so.
Excellent.
They're equally as exciting.
Do you have any goals for reading next year?
I
this year, I guess it's 2018.
Yeah, 2018 reading. I think I'll probably pick another big annoying book. I haven't chosen one yet, but this is a family affair, and one family member has suggested one of the Indian sagas, maybe, so we might read that. I've never read Harry Potter. I was gonna read Harry Potter.
You should read Harry Potter.
Seems like a good time to read Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's always a good time to read Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, and I want to read the new Philip Pullman book, which you guys were talking about recently on the podcast. Although I wasn't so crazy about the first
Same.
Three.
We're having a disagreement in the office right now.
I think he's an excellent writer, and I love the first book in that trilogy.
Yeah.
Unless, are there any words of wisdom that you would like to share with us?
Well, I think we're all lucky to live in this area in Central Virginia, and there's such a love of reading and lifelong learning here in Charlottesville, Albemarle, Nelson, Louisa, and Green, that the support for our libraries is great, and it's just our job as staff here to live up to the expectations of our community and to give them the service that they deserve.
Okay, that's all from us today. Thank you for tuning in. It was great to hear from so many different staff members. We hope that you enjoyed this peek behind the scenes and the chance to kind of pick the brains of our leadership.
Yeah, we are excited for the future of JMRL.
Yes.
And all that David will do?
Yeah.
Will do.
As always, we would like to thank the Friends of the Library for their generous support, which makes this podcast possible. If you would like to join the Friends of the Library, you'll find a link to their page in our show notes. That is just jmrlfriends.org. Thanks again for tuning in. If you want to make sure that you never miss an episode, be sure to hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. So once again, thanks for tuning in, and as always, we are glad to be on the same page. It's always a good time.
Yeah.